Okay, so as we head towards Yom Kippur, I just want to learn a piece of Gemara with you that is not in Masechas Yuma, not really discussing Yom Kippur directly, but it does touch a number of points regarding Yom Kippur, and there are a number of interesting ideas that come out of this Gemara. This is a Gemara actually in Moed Katan and Daf Tes. There the Gemara is talking about the concept of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, that we don't mix two festivities together. So on that, the Gemara says as follows, Amar of Parnach, Amar of Yochanan, Bo Sishana, that year that Shlomo HaMelech dedicated the first base of Migdash, Lo Asu Yisrael Soma Kippurim. It is on record the only time in Jewish history where the entirety of the Jewish people did not observe Yom Kippur. One time only, the year that the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, nobody fasted that Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Pasuk in Malachim says that they dedicated the Mishkan, they dedicated the Beis HaMikdash for 14 days. It began right before Sukkot, and we know that Yom Kippur is 5 days before Sukkot. So based on the math, it's impossible that they didn't eat and participate in the festivities of the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara then says, "Vayudogim va'omrim." Bnei Yisrael were very scared. Shema nischayvu sonei mishal Yisrael kaliyah, because perhaps the Jewish people themselves should be chayv kares, punishment, divine retribution for eating on Yom Kippur. Yata sabaskol, a voice came out from heaven, va'amra lahem, and said to them, "Kulchem mezumnim l'chay olam haba." All of you are invited to Olam Haba without exception. There's not going to be any Gehenim. You go straight to Olam Haba, a one-way ticket, because you participated in this event. So the Gemara says, "My Darish, where did they get the idea? Where did Shlomo Melch, where did the Sanhedrin get the idea from? They didn't have to keep Yom Kippur for 1 year." So they made a Kal V'chomer. Amru, they said, Kal V'chomer. Ma B'Mishkan, when it came to the building of the Mishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, She'ein Kedushaso Kedushas Olam. 3 points here. The first thing is by the Mishkan, the Kedusha of the Mishkan did not last forever. It was only a temporary Kedusha. How do we know that? Because by the Mishkan, when the Mishkan was built in the desert, it was usher to offer private korbanos. But once they came to Eretz Yisrael, so then they were allowed to offer private korbanos, indicating that the Kedusha of the Mishkan is not as strong, because at a certain point it went away, and they were allowed to offer private altars of their own korbanos. Second point, in addition, by the Chanukah HaMishkan, it was a korban yachid. It was individuals, the Nesiim, the heads of each tribe, were offering their own personal korbanos. And nevertheless, in such a case, it was Doches Shabbos. They allowed the bringing of these personal korbanos for the Mishkan on Shabbos. How do we know this? Because there was 12 Nesiim. There's 7 days in the week. It went straight. It didn't skip. It must have been that some of the Nesiim, some of the heads of the tribes, offered korbanos on Shabbos. Because we have Xeris HaKasa that it has to be on Shabbos. Let's go through the whole thing first, then we'll see at the end. So in such a case, what's the punishment for Chil Shabbos? It's Skila, Mises Vastin. And that was pushed aside in order to offer their private korbanos. So then it says, by the Mikdash though, it was Kedushaso Kedushas Olam. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is forever. And in addition, it was a korban sibor. This was a public korban for the sake of dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. Certainly a much greater necessity. And on top of this, the Yom HaKippurim d'anush kares. But the punishment for eating on Yom Kippur is less than Chil Shabbos. It's kares, which is not as severe. And lo kol shekein. Therefore we see that we should be allowed to eat on Yom Kippur for the sake of the festivities of dedicating the new Beis HaMikdash. So then says the Gemara, Ella, if that's the case, they had a beautiful Kal V'chomer. So Ella, my hayudogim. So what were they upset about then? What were they nervous? So the Gemara says, Hasam, by the offering of the Mishkan, in that case, that was Sorech Gavoa. Those were korbanos that went straight to Hashem. Nobody partook of those korbanos. But over here, Hacha, Sorech Hedyot. They all ate the korbanos that they brought for the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. So they're saying, look, that was for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. People participated because that was Ratzon Hashem. That was for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But here, these are our own korbanos, and we're eating them. So the Gemara then says, Hachanami, so why don't we say over here by the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, why don't they say that, Mi'avid l'me'avdo, Mi'chalo nichlu v'lo lishtu? You can offer the korban, so don't eat it. That's a simple answer. Bring the korbanos in dedication of the new Beis HaMikdash, but don't eat it. So the Gemara says, no. Ein simcha b'lo achila v'shasiya. These were times of simchas. They had the din of a yamtif. When they dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of simcha without actually eating and drinking. Nobody gets pleasure by watching somebody else eat and drink. So therefore, you have to eat and drink yourself. So the Gemara comes back to this a few lines later and says, by the Mikdash, Dedocha Yom HaKippur Minan. How do I know by the Beis HaMikdash, in fact, dedicated, pushed aside Yom Kippur? Ilema, maybe you'll say Midichsiv, Arba Asar Yom. So it said 14 days. Who said they maybe didn't take a break by Yom Kippur? Maybe they took off one day from the celebration. It was 14 days. So the Gemara says, V'dilma yamim haruyin, it was the days that they could participate and eat. The days they couldn't participate like Yom Kippur. So they skipped a day. They took a break from the partying. So the Gemara says no. Gemar yom yom mahasam. We make a gzeirah shava from yom yom over there by the dedication of the Mishkan, just like by the Mishkan, it was every single day that the Nesiim didn't take a break, so to here by the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't take a break. So then the Gemara comes to the final point and says, Yatsa sabasko v'amra lachem kulchem mezumnim l'chai olam haba. So the voice comes out from heaven and says, you all go to olam haba, don't worry about your eating Yom Kippur, it's okay. So what happens? Minalan to achiluhu. So the Gemara says, how did they know? What did the baskol say? Or what did they experience that showed that in reality they got mechila, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them, so to speak, for eating on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, Detani tachlifa, they taught in a braisa. The pasuk says in Malachim, Bayom hashmini shilach ha'sa'am v'yivarachu ha'sa'melach. On the eighth day, they sent the people away and the king blessed them. V'yechol aleim, they went back to their homes, smeichim v'tuvei lev, happy and a joyful, rejoicing heart. Al kol hatova asher asa Hashem l'David avdo v'yisrael amo. For all the good things that Hashem did to David, his servant, and to the Jewish people. So the Gemara darshens each word. What does it mean they went leilo heihem? They went home to their tents, their homes. Shehalchu umatsu nesheim betara. Every single man went home, found that his wife was in the nida. They were mutzer in relations. Then it says, Semechim, Shenenu Miziv Hashchina. They all felt a radiating light of pleasure coming from Hashem as well. V'tuv lev, Shekol echad v'echad nis'abra ishto b'ven zachar. All their wives became pregnant with boys. Al kol hatova sheyatzis habaskal v'yamra lahem kulcha mezum l'chay olam haba. The baskal came out and said, you're all invited to olam haba. You don't have to go to Gehenim, you go straight there. Ad kan the Gemara. The Gemara is a very interesting Gemara. It is an important historical note that it is the only time that all of Klal Yisrael did not fast Yom Kippur b'yachad as a group. I want to point out a number of ha'aros that come out l'halacha in Lamdus from this Gemara. The first is that the Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Emor by the Parsha of Yom Kippur that this entire episode is actually hinted to in the Torah. He has a Rav Meir Simcha has a beautiful vort. He says, look at the Parsha by Yom Kippur. By the Parsha of Yom Kippur, it begins, V'anisim esnafsho seichem. You should afflict yourself. You should invest. You should go into the inuyim of Yom Kippur, not eating and things like that. But at the very end of that Parsha, it talks about the Isra Malacha on Yom Kippur. And the Torah says, Lo komalacha lo sasu, chukas olam ledaro seichem. All of the Malacha you can't do, this is a law for all time. Do you know where it doesn't say Tzchukas Olam L'Doro Seichem? By fasting on Yom Kippur. Only by the Isra Malacha. So Rav Meir Simcha says, the Torah makes a remes to the fact that in history there would be a door. There would be one time where they would eat on Yom Kippur. However, there was no Isra Malacha. That gets into a question, how did they prepare the food? It must have been everything that was mutzer for Ochal Nefesh. That wasn't considered a problem. But Rav Meir Simcha says, what are you talking about? The Torah itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said already that he knew there would be a time when they would, at one point, not eat, or they would eat on Yom Kippur. The next is a beautiful, also, ha'ara the other way, from the Tzafnas Panach, the Ragan Shavar Gom. This is in the Tzafnas Panach HaChadashos, the new editions of the Ragan Shavar Shulos, Chelik Beis and Simin Sadi. The Ragan Shavar, as only he could, says that Shlomo and his Beis Din all paskened incorrectly. They were all wrong. They made a mistake. They should have fasted on Yom Kippur, and they did the wrong thing. And when a Beis Din paskens incorrectly for Klal Yisrael, they have to bring a par helam davar. They have to bring a par, a cow, as a korban for making a mistake. They have to do tshuva. And then listen to what the Ragach Over says. He says, this is why Hoshana Rabbah is a day of kapara. And why is Hoshana Rabbah become this day of like a Yom Kippur, of tshuva, we daven on Hoshana Rabbah? Why? Because that's the day that they brought the korban helam, par helam davar. That's the day they brought the korban for paskening incorrectly for Klal Yisrael. And that's why Hoshana Rabbah is a day of tshuva and kapara. It's not anything mystical. It has nothing to do with the Kabbalah. It's because it actually was a day of tshuva and kapara, because that was the day they did the tshuva for eating on Yom Kippur, and that's why Hoshana Rabbah became the day that it is. Interesting from the Ragach Over. Next, the Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva is not the Piskei Tshuvos, which is a popular sefer Mishnah Berurah. The Piskei Tshuva is about 100 years old. So he writes in Siman Reish Sadi Dalid, and he cites the above Gemara as a source to support the idea that if the Kohen Gadol must eat on Yom Kippur, for whatever reason, he's still allowed to do the Avodah. That's what he says. If the Kohen Gadol has to eat on Yom Kippur, he's a Chol, whatever it is, he's allowed to continue doing the services of Yom Kippur, because we see from our Gemara that it was a regular Yom Kippur besides what? That they ate. But they did everything else. They still did the Avodah for Yom Kippur. We don't see that they didn't do the Avodah. So the Piskei Tshuva says, but you're going to tell me the Kohen Gadol didn't partake in the festivities? Of course he did. And therefore he ate on Yom Kippur, and he was still able to do the Avodah. And he concludes, Shuv shamati mizet dvarim b'shem kvod k'tushas maran ha'admor shlita migur. He heard this from the Imre Emes. So the Imre, when this was published, so the Imre Emes wrote a letter to him, and this is published in the letters of the Imre Emes, the Mechtavei Torah, and he says, I never said such a thing. Lo hai v'lo nivra, it's not true. If the Kohen Gadol eats on Yom Kippur, probably he can't do the Avodah. This was a nevuah, this was a baskel that came out, this was a one-time event. So in this case, the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah even though he ate. But that's not the halacha, says the Imre Emes, and to strike that from the record, I never said such a thing. Two more points. Rav Shechter writes in Bikvei Atzon, and he says that this idea of bringing korbanos as a simcha, the fact that they can make a kal v'chomer from the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash, indicates that this was not a one-time event. Oh, we're dedicating a new building, you know, let's throw some meat on the barbecue and we'll have a party. Rav Shechter writes, and this is hinted to by the Ramban at the end of Parshas Naso, and the Emek Bracha, Rav Pomeranchik, writes this explicitly. He said, they all say as well, that there's a din d'oraisa, a mitzvah from the Torah, that when a building is dedicated for the service of the Jewish people, like the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, that you must have a yantif, and you must bring korbanos, and you must partake of those korbanos. We see it by the Mishkan, we see it by the first Beis HaMikdash, we see it in Navi by Ezra, by the rededication of the second Beis HaMikdash, and the Navi Yechezkel indicates, as the Malbim writes, that this is a mitzvah, it will be a halacha, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, the third Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, b'mheira v'yameinu, we will have a simcha, meet a din d'orais, a Torah commandment to make a yantif that day, as we see, or else, what's the point of the kal v'chomer? How can the kal v'chomer work from the Mishkan to the Beis HaMikdash if it's not a din? If it's just a one-time event, so how can I make such a kal v'chomer? That is the shita we see from the Ramban. It's clearly the Rambam doesn't hold this. So if you look in the Rambam in Maaser Korbanos in Perek Beis, the Rambam says the whole thing was a one-time event. It was just a Horah Shah that was done, al pi nevuah, but it's not a real din. The last point is a fascinating tshuva from the Chavos Yair. Rav Yair Bachrach writes in his tshuvas in Reish Lamed Vav, and we know this tshuva became well known because it's cited by the Sharei Tshuva in Or HaChaim and Siman Shin Lamed Dalet by the halachos of what to do if there's a fire on Shabbos. So the Chavos Yair writes, there was a community where there was a fire on Shabbos, and they brought out the bucket brigade, and they put out the fire, and everything was saved, pikuach nefesh, and everything was fine. So the tzibor, the community, wanted to know, do they have to have a tainus? Do they have to have a tainus tzibor because they did chil Shabbos? They put out a fire on Shabbos. They want to know, is there some form of tshuva they have to do? So the rabbi wrote to the Chavos Yair and said, what are we supposed to do in this case? So the Chavos Yair says, for the tzibur, you shouldn't make such a thing. If a yachid wants to do it, I hear it. And he brings a proof that there's an idea to be machmer in this case. Let's go back to our Gemara. The Gemara said that they brought a kal v'chomer, why they were allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, because of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gemara concludes and says, but they got mechila from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a bas kol came out, the Gemara uses the language mechila, they were forgiven. Mechila for what? They have a raya from the Torah, they're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. What do they need mechila for? So the Chavos Yair says, even if the person has a heter, has all the reasons to do that thing, to eat on Yom Kippur, whatever it may be, the fact that he did something that is against the initial will of the Torah says that there's an aspect of mechila that should be done. That there is some aspect to fast, some sort of tainus. The congregation doesn't have to do it, but if one wants to do it, we see from our Gemara that there's still an aspect of mechila, even though you have all the reasons from the Torah why it's allowed. The Mishnah Berurah rejects this outright. He writes here in Sifkas Na'in Ches, that's not the case. If you have a heter pikuach nefesh, there's no reason at all for mechila. This touches upon a more broader issue of fires on Shabbos and mechila. What is the proper kapara for Chil Shabbos? The Chazon Ish and his base medrash say, you have to be more careful in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says, you have to fast, you have to bring money, you have to do a certain form of kapara, but that perhaps is a sugi for another time. Okay?
Stop here. Marv.